Today is August 19th, and we will continue. Last time we left off by reading the words of the Rambam. Maybe we'll do that quickly again. Page 1 on your source sheets, and it's the second to last paragraph, the Rambam. Finally getting to the actual text of the Rambam itself. And the Rambam says, "A zuhi tshuva gemura." What is a tshuva gemura? Literally a complete tshuva. Ze shebala yada idvar davar she'avar bay. This is talking about a person who is confronted with a challenge which he once failed, that very same challenge before. So he's reconfronting this challenge. The efshir biyada lasei say, and it has to be within his wherewithal, within his ability to actually succumb to this sin again. And yet to pirish v'layasa, and he refrains mipnei ha-tshuva, because of tshuva, lo'y mi'yira v'lo'y mi'kishlen kayach, not because of fear. We'll see what this means. Not because he's weak, which means sometimes a person many years later will be confronted by the same aveira, but they won't be with the same strength that they had in their youth. So the fact that he refrains from it is less of a tshuva. Here a person is in the same position, same situation, same setting, same strength, same ability. Ketzad. What's the example? Hare shabal isha ba'aveira. A person had relations with a woman ba'aveira. Sinfully. Ula'achar zman, and after some time, nisyached ima, he once again found himself in seclusion. And he still has that same passion for her. And he still has the same physical strength and ability. And it's in the same setting, in the same place. And he abstains. And he doesn't do the aveira. Zehu bal tshuva gemura. This is a true bal tshuva. Now, you know, we said many years ago, many months ago, told you over a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Mordechai Pagromansky about the Akedah, and in short, in two sentences, his insight into the Akedah was that Avraham Avinu had every reason in the world to refrain from doing this action. And he overcame those reasons. Here, the Rambam is saying, true, a bal tshuva gemura is somebody who has every excuse to engage in the aveira itself, although we know it's all what we call meira heter. He's just, he's excusing himself. The truth is, it's all a bunch of lies, as is the common tactic of the Yetzer Hara. But the fact is, he has the same things that compelled him, so to speak, the same things that led him to engage in the aveira in the past are present right now. So this, because he failed, he succumbed in the past, why shouldn't he do the same again now? That's the Yetzer Hara's argument. And a person refrains from doing that, that shows true tshuva. And we're going to go through each line of the Rambam carefully, but let's just see his words initially. Hu Shleima Omar, this is what Shleima HaMelech said in Koheles, Hu Zecharas Borecha B'mei B'chureisecha, remember your God in the, your Creator in your youth. What does that mean? While you're still with the same strength and the same abilities. Because if you don't, if you wait till you're too old and only then do tshuva, the tshuva is not nearly as powerful. It's not tshuva gemura. We'll see what that means. However, says the Rambam, don't think that it all is lost. Im loy shav ela b'mezik nusay, if a person only does tshuva when he gets older, ube'ez shi efshar loy lasays, and at a time where it's impossible for him to do any longer, masha hi oisa, that which he was doing in the past. So suppose he had the strength in his youth to travel to the other end of the world and engage in any specific sin. So now he's not, he doesn't have the strength, maybe he doesn't have the money, doesn't have the, he's married, he's got children, he's got responsibilities, he's got a business, whatever it is that requires him to not be free to do these sins. And he still regrets, he goes through the tshuva process for the averas that he did. Afal pi she'ena tshuva me'ula, even though we won't call this the tshuva on the highest level, but my elasilai, it certainly does help for him. Ubal tshuva hu, and he is a bal tshuva. So here the Rambam uses a different expression, tshuva me'ula, on a higher level. The beginning, the Rambam said, ezuhi tshuva gemura. What's a complete tshuva? We'll get to that as well in a minute. Afilu avar kol yomav, even if his days passed, va'asa tshuva b'yayim misasai, and he waited until the last day, on the day of his death, he did tshuva, umeis b'tshuvasai, and he died while still with tshuva. Kol avaynos av nimchalim, all his sins will be forgiven. Shenemar, do tshuva ad asher lo techshach hashemesh. Do tshuva before, remember your creator, before the day that your sun darkens. Well, we know what that means. That means the day of death. V'ha'or v'yareach v'koychavim, all the light in the world, the moon and the sun and the stars. V'shavu ha'ovim achar hageshem, and the clouds come out. Shehu yom ha'misa. So the Rambam understands from that pasuk, mechlal, the implication is, shim zachar bayrei v'shav kaidim shiyamos, if he remembers the Rebbeinu Shalom before he dies, even if he doesn't do it at a time, as long as it's before the day of death, nislachle, he gets tshuva. So the first thing we need to talk about is the expression of the Rambam, ezuhi tshuva gemura. What is tshuva gemura? What is complete tshuva? Let's look at the source. The source of this is the next citation here, number, the last one here. It's a Gemara in Yuma, and it says like this, Heichi dami bal tshuva. Notice the words. What is a bal tshuva? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kigayin Shabbos, Liyadai, Dvar Avera, Pam Rishayna, Ushniya. Careful. Rabbi Yehuda says he's presented with an Avera one time and a second time. V'nitzalimena, and he is saved from, which means he overcomes the temptation. Machi Rabbi Yehuda, ba'isa isha, ba'isa perek, ba'isa makam. Has to be the same setting, same woman, the same place, the same time, etc. Now, what does this mean? Says Rashi, ba'isa isha, ba'isa makam, sha'over shama avera. The Gemara itself doesn't use the words that he transgressed the Avera. It says he was just presented once or twice. It's understood, otherwise you don't need to do tshuva. But if he transgressed once, he's presented with it again, once and twice, and he refrains. Okay? V'ayse perek means, what's the purpose of it being in the same time? Mitech she'doyma mikol v'kol, since all the details, all the factors are similar, lizman shenichshel baikvar, to the time that he initially succumbed. So yitzrayim is gabra love. That's how the Yetzirah tries to trap him. But Amar loy, and he says, rei plainis, the same woman, ayisem makam, same place, ayisem perek, same time, kuma same mashos isekvar. So why not? Very, very common tactic of the Yetzirah. It was done already. You did it already, why not? Remember, we mentioned those two ideas in the name of Rav Brevda, that Rabbi Greenspan's Rebbe. Two of the most common tactics of the Yetzirah is everybody does it, and you did it already for so many years. What are you going to stop? You're going to stop now? You've been talking in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz for 30 years. You're going to stop now? Yeah? It's a very sad situation because when the Shliach Tzibur is davening, he's davening our behalf. As the Chofetz Chaim says, imagine a person is in court and he has a defense attorney, and the guy's, you know, pleading his case, and the defendant is standing in the back, you know, twiddling his thumbs, throwing a popcorn, you know, like totally oblivious to what's going on or disregarding what's going on. Sadly, there's a joke, they say, where two people were talking, and one said to the other, "This fellow, he's very impressive. He's a Baal Tshuva. He was a secular Jew, and then he did Tshuva, and now he's following the ways of the Torah. Oh, yes, how long is he a Baal Tshuva? Oh, don't worry, he's already talking by Chazaras Hashatz." That's a very painful, unfortunately, that means we just become used to it, and everybody else, why? Well, initially, when you start davening, I mean, hopefully you daven in a place where there is no talking. But if you daven in a place where there's talking, it's very, very difficult and very, very tempting after everybody else is doing it. Why not? You do it too. Or somebody who's been doing it for 30 years to continue doing so. This is what Rashi is telling us, that the Gemara is telling us. These are the tactics of the Ezara. Well, same place. Nothing changed. You succumbed in the past and it was great. Fine. So why not do it again? Of course, we know that's idiotic, right? Just because you hurt yourself once means you should hurt yourself again. There's absolutely no sane reason why a person should follow such logic. But unfortunately, at the time of, as the Chazal say, when a person does an Avera, he only does an Avera in Kein Nichnas by Ruach Shtus, an air of folly, an air of stupidity enters him. Okay. But in any case, the Rambam is saying, interestingly, let's focus on two things here for a moment. The Rambam uses the expression Ezuhi Tshuva Gemura. What is complete tshuva? And the words of the Gemara are Heichi Dami Baal Tshuva. What would you suggest is the difference between those two expressions? What is a Baal Tshuva versus what is Tshuva Gemura? What do you say, David? You have some insight?
No.
Anybody can help us out here? Sounds like a Zui Tshuva Gemura is, if you want to do a full-fledged tshuva, the Rambam uses the expression tshuva mu'ula on a very high level. You want to do tshuva on a high level? You got to do it in such a way where not just you regret it and you go through azivas acher and the whole business, but rather even to the point where you're faced with the temptation and you refrain. The exact same temptation, same place, same station, and you refrain. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Ezuhi tshuva. Ezuhi hechi dami baal tshuva. Hechi dami baal tshuva sounds like, what is a baal tshuva? Like if you don't do this in the very basic, then you're not a baal tshuva. That's what it sounds like. Any other discrepancies that people notice between the words of the one line of the Gemara and the words of the Rambam? First one is glaring. The second one is less obvious. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda kegoin shebas liyodei dvar avera pam rishena vishnia. Once and twice, which means it's a dvar avera. He's doing tshuva, which means he already succumbed to this avera, and he's faced with it. What is a baal tshuva? Were he faced with it once, faced with it twice? Yes, the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam just says ze shebo liyodei dvar avera she'avar bai. It doesn't say once. Doesn't say twice. Interesting difference. Okay. But I will refer you to, interestingly, if you look at the second page, page 2, the beginning of page 2, the first paragraph, not the second. I'm just kidding. There's only one paragraph. Just wanted to make sure you're paying attention. Okay. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah, of course, is the quintessential Musar Sefer, the Tshuva Sefer. If one wants to learn about Tshuva, this is the textbook, Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah. So there he mentions, when he talks about Azivas HaChet, you refrain from doing a Chet, he says like this, the real greatness, the real benefit of azivas achet, of refraining from engaging in or forsaking the chet, refraining from engaging in a sin, is behizdamen loy v'hu b'toykef tavasei, when it is presented to him, and he is b'toykef tavasei, he has that full inclination, the full passion for the avera he's feeling at that moment, and he refrains. Now look how he quotes the Gemara. Very interesting. V'amru Rabbi Seinu Zerchenam Lebracha. This is the Gemara that we just quoted. The Chachamim say the following: Ezuhi bal tshuva asher tshuvasai magas ad kisei akavod. What is a bal tshuva whose tshuva reaches kisei akavod? What do you say about that, Drew? Sounds like he's describing also what the Rambam calls a tshuva me'ula on the highest level. Now, if you say that that's what the Gemara means, ezuhi bal tshuva, then we could explain that the Gemara does not mean it. It's very clear from the Rabbeinu Yonah that he understands the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying what a bal tshuva is, and if you don't do this, if you don't reach that level, then that's not tshuva. He's saying there's a tshuva that's a very high level tshuva. There's a basic tshuva. There's a standard level of tshuva. And as the Rambam spells that out very clearly, he says, just because a person doesn't do tshuva in such a way where he refrains at the time when he's in his greatest passion, etc., it's still tshuva, right? The Rambam said that. It's still called tshuva. Looking for the wording here. Aval picha ain't a tshuva meula, even though it's not the highest level, but mayela si ubal tshuva. He emphasizes, he is about tshuva. Yes, that is tshuva. What the Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us is what the Gemara means when it says, ezuhi bal tshuva, doesn't mean that without this, you're not a bal tshuva. But rather, ezuhi tshuva asher tshuvasei magas ad kisei akavod. What is a tshuva that reaches the kisei akavod? If we understand the Gemara in that context, so the Gemara is telling us the highest level, or a very high level of tshuva. High level of tshuva is not enough that you just refrain from the sin or you have remorse and you go through all the different parts of the tshuva, etc. But real tshuva is that you're faced with an opportunity, you're presented with an opportunity to fulfill, to transgress the very same avera in the same setting. And the Yetzer Hara is in full throttle. He says, the same way you did it before, there's no reason why you shouldn't engage in it today. And you refrain. Ah, that's a tshuva shemagas ad kisei akavod. Okay, so it's very clear from Rabbeinu Yonah that he understands that. The problem is that the Rambam uses the lashon, the wording, tshuva gemura. Yes? And in fact, even later in the same halacha, he uses the word tshuva me'ula. Me'ula sounds like a high level of tshuva. Similar to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? There's a basic tshuva, and then there's a high level of tshuva. Yes? Are you saying that the Rambam is understanding the Gemara differently than the other Rishonim? Is that what you're saying? You're presenting us with two different types. There's a tshuva me'ava and a tshuva me'ira. It's true. But really, the Gemara doesn't seem to talk about that, neither does the Rambam directly, about tshuva me'ava or tshuva me'ira, tshuva out of love, tshuva out of fear, except the Rambam does allude to it by saying that he doesn't engage in the sin not out of fear. He does it out of tshuva. We have to explain what that means. But it's just important to understand, number one, I think Rabbeinu Yonah is very clear. You want a very high level of tshuva? Tshuva magas ad kisei akavod? You got to do it in this way. The Rambam, perhaps, one can suggest, that the Rambam is saying something differently than Rabbeinu Yonah. And I'll share with you a pirush, an explanation, from a commentary that's found in the back of the Rambam, the Shabsi Frankel Rambam. It's called Yogel Yaakov. And he says the following. He says a fascinating thing. The simple explanation of the words one could explain of the Rambam is Tshuva Gemura is like Rabbeinu Yonah. You want a very high level of tshuva, this is what you got to do. And really, in a sense, you really have to say that about the Gemara because the Gemara says, Heichi domi bal tshuva, how do you become a bal tshuva? And you do it in this way. When it's very clear that the Gemara cannot mean that without this there's no tshuva. That it can't be. In fact, the Rambam spells it out that way. It's not, one would think, it's not logical to say such a thing. But perhaps the Rambam is saying, he's addressing, according to the Yogel Yaakov, the Rambam is addressing a very sad human frailty. And that is the ability to forget. Anybody here do that? Never, huh? But it's more than forget. We have selective forgetfulness. Yes, we ignore things. We have selective forgetfulness. Now, we know that the Rebbeinu Shalom judges a person basher hu sham, like we learned that from Yishmael, as he is right there. Yes? Well, we actually read that, right? In the Yom Narayim, that the Rebbeinu Shalom judged Yishmael basher hu sham, because the Malachim were saying that Yishmael later on would cause, look what he caught today, you don't have to look around more than the headlines of the newspaper to see the radical Islamists, you know, what they're doing. Look what terrible tzaris these people are going to cause in the future, his descendants. No, basher hu sham. Hashem judged him, basher hu sham. We take advantage of that. We recognize that that's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom judges us, and we take advantage of basher hu sham. So how is it possible for a human being to be judged by the Rebbeinu Shalom? In fact, if you look at Yom Kippur, we know that on Yom Kippur, we do all sorts of things. We take drastic measures to be daimed to Malachim, similar to Malachim. And we do all sorts of things through the Yomim Narayim, through the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even during Elul, we get more serious, and we start to think about things. Everything is more meaningful. Everything is done with more sincerity. Who are we fooling? In my Rosh Hashiva, I used to say that in Europe, they used to joke, sad joke, but that there was a woman who went to shul on Erev Yom Kippur. She went for Kol Nidre. So she knocked on the window of her, I might have said this story last year, I don't remember, it's one of my, sadly, one of my favorite stories about Yom Kippur. She knocks on the window of her neighbor, and she calls out on the way, you know, Michael, you forgive me. She hears a voice in there, Michael, yeah. And she goes to shul, she davens, you know, with tremendous kavanah, like malachim, and everybody's wearing white, and the whole package deal, Yom Kippur, yeah? But say Yom Kippur, she's on her way back after Ne'ila. She knocks on her friend's door. I'll translate, but just better in Yiddish, yeah? She knocks on her friend's door, and she says, Zurück zum Altens, back to the old ways. The question is, who are we fooling? Right? We behave ourselves through Yom Kippur, we do tshuva, and then Zurück zum Altens, we go back to the old ways. Who are we fooling? Ah, Hashem says, Basher hu sham, okay, sir. So what's the answer? What's the obvious answer? Who can help us out here? We're fooling the Rebbeinu Shalom. He doesn't know that tomorrow we're going to go back to our, what? We're fooling ourselves, okay. Let me give you an example. Someone takes on he accepts upon himself during Elul not to, he's not going to listen to the radio or watch TV or listen to the media, read the media, the whole Elul, let's say, right? Beautiful thing to do. It's a smart thing to do the rest of the year, too. But it's a beautiful thing to do if you do it for tshuva purposes. Yes? Okay. You then... Can I get 4 minutes? You then, immediately after Yom Kippur, the next day, what are you doing? You're reading the newspaper again. So who are we fooling? So what's the answer? So in very short, the answer is very simply, like the Rambam says, that kaifanai siyachi yemeraitzani, the true essence of a Jew is what? We want to do the right thing. But what do we... Kihu Yavdei Yitzreinu, we say about the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he knows that we have a Yetzer Hara. He knows that we're influenced by... Remember, why should Hashem have Rachmanis on us? Because he knows that we have a Yetzer Hara. We're influenced by all these other things. During Elul and during Aseres HaMetshuva, that's our essence. That's what we really want to be. We really want to do these things. It just so happens to be that we're influenced and we're tempted and so on the rest of the year. And it's not good and we have to work our hardest, etc. But it's not a contradiction to act in a better way through Elul and the Aseres HaMetshuva and then the next day not be taking on those stringent measures. It's not a contradiction. What we're doing is we're taking an intense period of 40 days, hopefully, and we're showing the Rebbeinu Shlomo, this is the way we really want to be. Not a contradiction. Okay, so taking that, giving that idea in mind, what happens if a person then, the next day, does an Aveira? You don't think, if we would stop for a minute and think about Ni'ilah, for the last 30, 40, 50 years, we daven Ni'ilah and we promised the Rebbeinu Shlomo we're not going to do an Aveira, you don't know that tomorrow you're going to be saying Lashon Hara? So you're a lawyer. You're fooling yourself. The answer is no, you're not fooling yourself. You're saying to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, this is the way I want to be, and I know that there's a good chance tomorrow I'm going to sin. I don't want to be that way. I want to be like this. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I judge you by your essence. But how could it be that a person then forgets everything that he did over Ni'ilah, over Yom Kippur, and tomorrow he does an Aveira? How could it be? So this is maybe, perhaps, what the Rambam is addressing according to the Yogel Yaakov. We'll explain it maybe a little better tomorrow. A person does tshuva if he's only doing it half-hearted and he doesn't really mean it seriously, then when he does the Aveira afterwards, it's still connected. He never did a full, complete tshuva. We're not talking about the level, the high, how it reaches the Kisei HaKavod. How is it, if a person does an Aveira and he does a complete tshuva, it's still possible, and he may even know this, that in 3 weeks from now, the Yetzer Hara is going to come back to him and he's going to succumb. But he already closed the circle. He already did a tshuva and a sincere tshuva, and he says, this is the way I want to be, and I want this tshuva, it should work, it's complete. He did a full tshuva, and now if he does the Aveira again, it's a new slate. But the Rambam is telling us that in order to be a sincere and complete tshuva, to consider it that if chas v'shalom in the future you ever do an Aveira, it's not connected to the past, you have to do tshuva like he says here. It has to be so complete that you actually refrain several times. According to the Rambam, to the Gemara's version a couple times, according to the Rambam, even just once, you refrain from doing it. You're a new person. This is the way you want to be. You don't want to do this ever again. If chas v'shalom it happens, it's a new cheshbon. It's a new slate. But you don't get to that, says the Rambam, unless you fulfill all this. So it's possible, and we'll explain with this the different wording of the Rambam, etc., that the Rambam is not addressing the highest level of tshuva. He's saying, when is your tshuva complete? When have you fulfilled, when have you completed that circle, and now you're a new person, you're not the person anymore that did that Aveira. Finished, it's over. Is it possible? You know in the back of your mind, it's a new slate. So the Rambam is addressing something totally different, and B'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll be able to explain this a little better. Okay.